Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. A better week he could not have put in. Mr. Rob Center, a fabulous producer, so we appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now to talk about the big, giant, huge Middle Creek Area Community Center auctions and fair, the silent auction and the live auction. Tracy Bob is the anniversary auction chairperson at the Middle Creek Area Community Center. Thank you, Tracy, for calling in today.
Thank you.
I do appreciate that. And Brandy Ongst is on the line. She's the MAC program director. So good morning, Brandy. I know you're busy these days.
Good morning. No, it's actually kind of slow.
Yeah, just waiting around for some, I don't know, big, giant, huge auction to happen or something. Well, Brandy, give us sort of a sense, even without this auction and maybe some anniversary events and the behind-the-scenes work, the MAC's a busy place for a lot of people, sort of that community go-to place. Tell us about that.
The MAC itself is actually very busy right now with basketball and our gym memberships up. We've got all kinds of stuff going on right now for the community. We've got high school sports coming into practice on rain days. We've opened up to them. So we have a lot going on right now, and bingos and cornhole, and we're just busy.
Well, and in terms of child care, if folks aren't familiar with that, explain the various child care options at the MAC.
We offer anywhere from infant to pre-K up at the MAC, and they're nice small class sizes. We're not overrun, and the kids have their playground out back. We have a day camp that's going to get started here in June with tons of field trips, and I'm a little jealous I don't get to go on them.
Yeah, I'd like to be a chaperone on some of the places they go, places I've never been to, so that would be exciting. All right, so, but the MAC, a giant community center, and really tens of thousands of people are there each year, so it's a go-to place. It isn't self-supporting. It needs to do fundraising. It's a Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way recipient agency. So let's turn to the auction and the fair and talk about that. Tracy, let's talk about the various auctions and just these, I don't know how to describe it, just this ridiculous amount of fabulous things that are up for auctions.
So, first of all, if you go onto our Facebook page, Middle Creek Area Facebook page, you will see everything that's on the oral auction item, and we have so many different things. Cornhole boards, Hershey packages, we have diamond necklaces, handmade quilts. We have a bunch of fishing trips, birthday parties, picnic tables, four-foot swings. We have a really unique package of a pontoon boat at Raystown Lake for 12 people. And it's also like an overnighter because we have campsites, too, that people can camp there overnight, all 12 people. So that's a really unique package. We have wine tours. We even have, coming back again, 100 pounds of beef that we're auctioning off, too. And that is wrapped and ready to go into the freezer. All of this is compliments to our generous donors that just always say yes when we call them on the phone. It is just so amazing, Mark. We typed up the list, and we are like over 350 donors that have given to us graciously for this auction, be it the Chinese, the silent, or the oral auction. It just amazes me every 2 years when we do this how generous people are.
Well, there's a lot of things you just can't get anywhere else. I mean, there are some things that are, you might be able to go to one of the particular vendors and purchase, but there's artwork and prints from Bradley Shoemaker himself that just, this is the place to get them. Very limited opportunity.
Yes, we actually have Jim Diffrey, too, and Valerie Moyer has prints in, and Carol Brooke has prints in. So it's very unusual things for our area. So if you want some paintings and some artwork from our local artists, this is the place to be on Saturday night.
I'm looking at the haircut for a year. That'll be a savings of hundreds and hundreds of dollars for me, so we'll definitely bid on that. Okay, so walk us through what we can do today. I know that you can participate in the silent auction starting this evening, and then walk us through all of activities tomorrow, and then we'll get Brandy to tell us a little bit more about the fair. So in terms of the auction items starting today.
So tonight at 5 o'clock, you can come in and put bids in for any of our Chinese, which is over 500 Chinese auction items, or you can put a bid in for the silent auction items, and we have over 140 silent auction items too on display, from baskets to, you name it, services. And that starts tonight at 5 o'clock. You can come in and browse anything there. And then it ends at 9 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow morning, our kids' fair starts from 8 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock. And I'll let Brandy expand on that a little more later. But also then that evening at 5:30, our doors will open for hors d'oeuvres, which are a beautiful array of foods that we have. And then at 7 o'clock, Ken Hassinger will begin the oral auction process. And I also want to mention that one of the biggest things that we're doing at the oral auction is we're auctioning off. Anybody who comes to the auction can get come to the MAC or get a key that evening for free for a chance to open $1,900 in cash. So it's definitely a full day of activities beginning tonight at 5 o'clock.
All right, there's so many things available. I printed out the auction booklet yesterday. I'm going to say foolishly, just for my own information, and one of the staffers brought it in here, and he said, "Did you just print out a dozen pages of an auction?" I said, "Yeah, I didn't realize it was a dozen pages." So, yeah, both sides, every page probably has about a dozen things on it. So, really, just many, many things. Okay, so really a great opportunity and just a super help for the Middle Creek Area Community Center. All right, so, Brandy, tell us about this fair tomorrow that's going to bring still more people to the MAC.
Well, we kick off at 8 a.m. We've got a hay ride. We've got a barrel tractor ride. We've got all kinds of local emergency EMS coming to show the kids, you know, all about safety. We have tons of local businesses coming to do crafts and activities with the kids. We've got spin art. We've got a marble painting that the kids are going to do. They're going to do seed bombs with the conservation department. They're going to plant flowers with the Rotary. Like, there's so much for the kids. Then we have the Army National Guard out of Lewistown is bringing a striker for the kids to check out. The Air Force is bringing stuff. The Navy's coming. Like, it is going to be a action-packed, fun-filled day for the kids. And then they get to finish it off with free lunch, hot dogs, chips, and drinks for everybody free, cotton candy, and a bounce house. That it's an obstacle course, so, you know, siblings can go in and race each other and see who wins.
All right, so those are some of the things. And really, you really expect hundreds and hundreds of people tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, and everything is free. There is no charge to the public for kids' fair.
Okay, so there's, wow, that's just super. Okay, so everybody should have a great time there. And I guess really, in a manner of speaking, of course, this is one big event, but in a manner of speaking, this is just typical of what the MAC is up to, providing a go-to place for kids a lot of times, and then on this specific day, a great go-to opportunity.
Yeah, there's different times throughout each month that we try to get, you know, all the kids in there. We try to do teen fun nights. We try to do, we do one for little kids, age 4 to 13, or 4 to 12. And then, you know, on the other nights, we do 13 to 19-year-olds. And we just need something for the kids to do, and we try to get action-packed things to get the community in there and get everybody, you know, something to do every night.
All right, and on this anniversary weekend that you'll be doing some of this observance of the anniversary, just explain really how important the MAC is to the community.
So 19 years ago, Mark, the MAC was established by a group of wonderful people in our community that wanted a sole purpose for kids actually to get off the streets and go do things in a community building, and this is a $3 million complex. You know, it's a very strong board that came together and just felt like we needed the community, a place for the community to get together. And it has just incredibly grown, even in my time serving as the executive director, even until up to this date. It's just amazing how people come out. When I walked in there yesterday and saw 50 silver sneakers, people in there exercising, the elderly. It was just beautiful. It actually brought tears to my eyes because it's just incredible programs that the MAC offers there for everybody in our community, from infant to, you know, over 100 years old. It's just amazing. The one thing I want to touch on is our food bank that we also still offer on Tuesdays, which is open to the public, no questions asked, just come in if you need food. So that has really been a very strong growth thing for us, too, that we offer back to the community there. The MAC just screams out the word community, that's all I can say.
Well, amen, and really that's so needed today and all the time. Well, thank you both for all you are doing. Thanks for your help to make this happen, and please, great luck tonight, and turn in this into hundreds of thousands of dollars in fundraising. So I hope that you just hit a home run out of the park with all of your efforts today and tomorrow. Thank you both so much for checking in today.
Thank you, Mark.
That is Tracy Bob, the anniversary auction chairperson, whose voice you just heard at the Middle Creek Area Community Center, and Brandy Onks, the MAC program director. All the information about the silent auction, the live auction, and the fair tomorrow at macrec.org, macrec.org. And Brandy said, one of the great ways to expedite clicking on good links related to the MAC is to start out on their Facebook page, Middle Creek Area Community Center.